Without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to our speaker of the hour. I would ask that you would give him your full attention, and also I would ask that you would give him your best smiles, and also have him in your prayers. Thank you. Steve McGee.
I want to see smiles. I want to see smiles. That song we sang, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and I know that you're faithful, and I know that you're joyful and triumphant in the knowledge that our Savior has come to earth, born of the flesh. And it is a great morning. It's a glorious morning. For a minute there, down there, I thought they were going to make me turn, and my left side's not my best side. And as I started thinking about it, I don't think I have a good side. So this is best. But it is a time when all our minds and our hearts are focused upon one blessed event. It's time when hearts are softened, goodwill is displayed, it's offered throughout the community, throughout the world. And I marvel at that. It's just not offered in the Christian community, but I see it everywhere, throughout the world. Hearts are softened at this time of year. I marvel at it and I rejoice in it. I'm also very, very thankful that I'm in a position, a place at work where I can see this happen. And it happens gradually and it just seems to build. There's no other time that I can think of. Well, there is no other time. There is no other time during the year where this happens with this type of magnitude, where people allow the Spirit of God, the love of God, to work in their lives. It is a joyous time. It's also a time that we choose. I know that each one of you here chooses to get close to our families, both our blood families and our church families. We reflect and we celebrate that greatest gift of all, the gift of Christ. And all those gifts that we receive from the Lord, we think about it at this time, and we recognize and realize just how blessed we are. It is a time to celebrate God's goodness. And I really don't know how you celebrate the birth of Christ. And I'm not really concerned how you do it, but I am concerned that you do it, that you set aside this time to praise God. My family, our family, we give gifts. I don't know whether you do or whether you don't. We get together, we talk, we laugh, we sing, we eat, we praise God in song, we worship God. But you know, at this time of year, I take time and I reflect. I reflect and I remember. Now, I do receive gifts. I give gifts, I receive gifts, and I like it. I enjoy it. But I can tell you of a surety that I can't remember a single gift that I got last year or the year before or the year before. I have a daughter-in-law that could tell you every gift I've received for the last 10 years probably. But I can't remember that. But what I really remember about Christmas is people. I remember programs just like this. I remember my sons, my grandchildren, up on stage at Christmas. I remember that. I remember my nieces and my nephews performing for us, performing for God, just like these children did. That's what I, when I reflect and I really start to think about it, that's what I remember. I remember, believe it or not, I remember when Jason and Jeff were little bitty kids up here performing. I remember Wendy and Holly and Elizabeth, and I remember how Elizabeth could never get through a performance without laughing, ever. I don't think it, I would dare say if she did this today, she would be laughing up here. But I remember your children. I remember Darrell and Kyle and Heidi. Each one of you, I remember. I remember my mother-in-law. Most of the time dressed in red. Most of the time with the biggest grin upon her face. Thankful. And she let it show. Thankful. And praising God that her children knew our Savior. That we're willing to set aside a time to reflect upon the birth of Jesus Christ. I remember each one of you. The songs, the poem, good and bad. I remember each one. I remember that feeling of oneness that comes during this time of year, that feeling of love. I remember Jim Gordon singing his song every year, closing our little Christmas program. I remember me tearing up every year during that time. I remember every year coming to the temple lot and having the Christmas story brought to us. And I can tell you of a surety, it is my honor this morning to stand before you and tell that Christmas story once again. I consider it a great honor and a privilege. A story that was foretold long before it ever happened. All the events in the Old Testament leading up to that. Moses, Abraham, Isaac, all of this leading up to the birth of our Savior, foretold so long ago. Isaiah. The 7th chapter, the 14th verse. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 6th and 7th verse. For unto you a child is born, unto you a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. I would like to turn to John, the 1st chapter. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. it was absolutely necessary that this light of men, that this word, come and dwell in the flesh. That his kingdom and this gospel be declared. That his church be established, and that life eternal be made possible for a sinful people like you and I. I would like you to turn, if you brought your scriptures. I do not hear pages turning. And I would like to start in the first chapter. And it begins with a priest of God named Zacharias. And I believe each one of you know who Zacharias was. He was a priest who tended the temple, and his job was to light the incense in the temple. And while he was in the temple, this happened. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, "Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many, many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." And Zacharias said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years." He doubted. He doubted. We know the stories in the Bible where there were others who doubted this. But he doubted. And the angel, answering this doubt, said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God." He's saying, "How dare you doubt? I stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words. Gabriel, I am sent from God. You do not believe my words." Which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. And he beckoned unto them, and he remained speechless. And we know, as we read on, that Elizabeth, his wife, did conceive. And she hid her pregnancy for a period of 5 months. She didn't tell a soul. And there was a reason for this, a very important reason for this. verse 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel, that same angel, was sent from God into the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. She didn't understand. And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of this kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is her sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, and this is important, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Mary accepted that responsibility. She believed. She had faith. She trusted. And she went to visit her cousin. Her cousin Elizabeth. And Mary entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And from whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believe. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord. My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. And behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. Mary received that confirmation, that testimony, that all that she had heard and believed of Gabriel the angel was true. It was testified to her through her cousin Elizabeth. Not only that, when she entered in, she saw that Elizabeth was with child. The first one to know. As an added testimony to Mary that this was true. And Elizabeth, being filled with the Holy Ghost, knew and testified to Mary that the child was the Son of God. Mary stayed with her, we know, about 3 months. And she went home, and Elizabeth delivered. Verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy unto her, and they rejoiced with her. They didn't know. They didn't know. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child. That covenant that the Lord made with Abraham, on the eighth day they came. And they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. That was the custom. That was the custom, to be named either after your father, your grandfather, your cousin, your uncle. They did that. But his mother answered and said, "Not so. Not so. But he shall be called John." And they said unto her, "There is none of thy kindred that shall be called by this name." What? Why? This is not the way we do things. And they made signs to his father, Zacharias, who could not speak, how he would have him called. They didn't like what Elizabeth was saying. They went to Zacharias and said, "What shall we call this boy? What do you want the name of this boy to be?" And he asked for a writing table. He asked for a pencil and a paper. And he wrote, saying, "His name is John. His name is John." And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Not only did he praise God, he prophesied to these people when his mouth was open that their Savior, their Redeemer was at hand, that his birth was nigh. He'd not spoken for 9 months, and these were the first words out of his mouth. I would now like to read you the Christmas story. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one unto his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in their fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen and was told of them. And I just now told it to you. I brought you good tidings of great joy. And I say to you, and I know that you're saying in your heart, Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest for this event. I would ask, I would pray, I would hope that you remember this story, that you rejoice and celebrate this season the birth of your Savior, Jesus Christ.